Okay, and this right here is my
ear.
Okay, which ear?
The left.
Okay, so you say this is my
left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
Okay, and this is my
mouth.
Okay, and this is my
neck or throat or whatever you want to call it.
Okay, what about goozle? What does that mean?
Oh, that's that thing in there.
Inside?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call that?
A goozle.
Okay.
And you know, a man's got a goozle and it sticks out and he calls it Adam apple.
Okay. And this is my
teeth.
And this is one, two. Okay. And this is
your gums up there.
Okay. And this is what part of my hand?
Palm.
Okay. Do you call that anything else?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of pan? Pan of your hand?
Well, you could call it the palm of your hand or the pan, I don't know.
Which one did you call it when you were going?
I just always say the palm of your hand.
Okay. And this is
a fist.
And these are two?
Fists.
Okay. And any place where two bones come together, you call that a...
I don't know.
Well, if someone gets old, maybe they complain that they're getting stiff in their...
In their joints.
Okay. And this part on a man?
His chest.
Okay. And these are my...
Shoulders.
Okay. And this is one...
Hand.
And two... What?
Two hands.
Okay. And this is my...
Leg.
Okay. And this down here is my...
Foot.
And two...
Ankle, last. And feet.
Okay. And this right here, this bone that's real sensitive, is...
That's a cable. You let know. Chin bone.
Okay. And what about... This part of my thigh.
I don't know what that's called.
What do you call this if I get down like this?
I call it squat.
Okay, have you ever heard hunker?
Well, that's sort of hunker down.
Okay, do you call this the...
Well, I'd call it the thigh, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I didn't get much in physiology. They call that something else now. But that, you know, you studied the teeth and all parts of your body in there.
Okay, and someone's been sick for a while, and he's up and around now, but maybe he still looks a little bit.
Go back there.
You might say he still looks a little bit.
Peaky?
Okay, any other words for that?
Sickly or something like that.
Okay. What about someone who's real healthy, you know, and he can maybe lift heavy weights and can do a lot of work?
Well, we ought to say they're stout.
Okay. Do you ever use the word stout in describing butter turning bad? Okay. And someone who's easy to get along with.
They ain't got much temper, have they?
Okay, would you say that they're...
Good to get along with.
Okay. Would you say good-natured or kind or what?
Good-natured.
Okay. Would you ever say that about an animal?
Yeah, there's a lot of animals that's, you know, just good-natured. They're not nervous and things. You take a cow or a horse or anything, they're nervous to do. They just tremble when you're putting a saddle or bridle on them and things.
Yeah.
You've got to get them used to, you know, that you ain't going to fight them. Somebody is on them, you treat them rough, you know, bad.
Yeah.
And they're afraid, you see.
Yeah. If,